Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
And it starts with you right here when you call 244-9455 or willpledge.org and make it all happen. Dave Dickey, we have fewer than 20 to go to meet the significant agricultural challenge, 40 to go by 10 o'clock to meet our overall challenge for another $5,000 here. Man, this is the final day of a pledge drive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's fast and furious, and we're trying our best to keep up with all the great phone calling that's been going on this morning. All we can say is keep up the great work at 217-244-9455 with your contribution of financial support. You know, it is last chance, Texaco, for this pledge period to support the pre-opening market report. And unless I was trying to do the math with the Agricultural Outlook Challenge, and, and the best I can tell, we're under 20 calls.
We are. Looks like we're about 19 calls to go to meet this ag challenge that's been going on this drive. We want to thank our friends at AgriGold, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and Cadent EFG out of Chicago, who have banded together to put $1,250 on the table, $1,250. If we can hear from at least 19 more callers who make sure you mention ag so that we can put you in on the ag challenge. We can put you in on the $5,000 challenge. That actually comes now to $6,250 on the table if we can meet these challenges this morning, Dave.
We have 1 hour and 15 minutes to get this done. We've been building this Ag Challenge all fund drive. And as you heard, we're almost there. Now is the time to put us over the top at 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. Big Will. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. And Les, I'll tell you what, if we get to 99, I'll take it the rest of the way.
Oh, man, are you a generous dude or what? 217-244-9455. Or if it's easier for you, you're working on your computer, go to willpledge.org right now.
Let's go ahead and look at some news. Peoria heavy equipment maker Caterpillar posted a first quarter loss of $112 million, hurt by changes tied to layoffs, as well as weaker sales caused by the global economic slowdown. The world's largest producer of construction and mining equipment reported a loss of 19 cents per share this morning. That's $112 million, citing a $558 million charge for reducing employment and lowering orders for its bulldozers and other machines. The company earned $922 million, or $1.45 per share. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 78.45, and it's up 7 points. The NASDAQ at 16.24, up 15.91, and the S&P 500 at 8.34, and it's up 1.65.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and go into the weather office and get the latest agricultural update from Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning to all the listeners. We thank you for your support, and we hope that you can dig a little bit deeper and help us a little bit more as we look at the upcoming week. Things will start to shape up a little bit better once we dislodge this little area of extremely cold air. It's still snowing across Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and some of the mixed precipitation knifing into far northern Illinois. Outside of that area of rainfall and snowfall, there's very little going on the map. There is a little area of light rain across western Missouri and Arkansas. It won't amount to too much. And again, once that starts to drift off to the east, we will see a big warm-up across the Midwest. What goes up must come down. The western states will start to see cooler air trying to infiltrate in, and that may cause a little bit of a problem for some of the wheat areas in the western plains, but it doesn't look like the cold is going to be all that all that terribly bad across the region. But again, we could see some temperatures dropping in to the upper 20s across portions of Colorado, Nebraska, and maybe even in northwestern Kansas as we get into the weekend and early next week. That's just one run of the computer model, and we're going to have to take a look at the next couple runs and see if that doesn't alleviate a little bit. But again, the big story will be as this cold air is displaced, the Midwest is going to see several days of very warm and mainly dry conditions. There is a little disturbance that's showing up on the maps across the area for this weekend. Again, it doesn't look like it will bring much in the way of rainfall. But we do need some drying weather across much of the area. I did hear one of the analysts talking about some corn going into the ground across northeastern Ohio. And over the course of the next week or so, it does look like the wettest areas will be across the northern plain states with the eastern portion of Minnesota in through northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula, looking at the heaviest precipitation and maybe some locations picking up 2 inches or more. As far as the rest of the Corn Belt, a little bit soggy weather will continue across portions of northwestern Illinois, and a good swath of Iowa will see rainfall in excess of, over the next 5 to 6 days, rainfall in excess of a half to three quarters of an inch. Looks like the maximum amounts will be just around the Kansas City area and then knifing in across southeastern Iowa into northwestern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. And then that area that does have a little corn in the ground in Ohio, there are a few chances for rain, and some locations could pick up as much as a half inch of rain, up to three-quarters of an inch of rain over the next 5 days. So conditions are starting to take a turn. We do need much drier weather so we can get the field work going in full bore. But until we do get that jet stream shifted up into the along the U.S.-Canadian border, there will be more chances for scattered showers at times across the area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
I'm in the studio alongside Les Schulte, and Les, I picked up this story yesterday from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. He said that Americans need to sharpen their financial know-how to help them best use their money, especially during the current economic crisis. He goes on to say, quote, "As the global economy continues to experience extraordinary turbulence, the need has never been greater for initiatives that help consumers learn to manage their money wisely." And I thought immediately, that's us.
That's what we do, Dave.
That's us at WILO Agriculture. Our mission to distribute regionally, nationally, and internationally analysis of commodity markets and weather. And we do that in a number of ways.
We sure do, Dave. And market reports that you hear right here on AM 580 are a perfect example of that. And if you appreciate that kind of service, that kind of information you get from Dave, from Todd, and from our analysts, then make that call and make that pledge of support. We actually have $6,250 on the table right now if we can meet our challenges this morning. We're getting into our last hour at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Make your contribution this morning. We have less than 20 calls to meet this ag challenge this morning. We have about 40 calls to meet the overall $5,000 challenge this morning. We can do it with your help and your support, but we need you to take a minute out of your day right now and make that pledge at 217-244-9455.
16 agricultural calls to go for the $1,250, 33 calls now to go for the $5,000. And remember, your call does double duty right now. It's good for both challenges at 217-244-9455, or you can pledge online at willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. Let's check how prices fared in the overnight trade. May wheat in Kansas City opened at 5.58 and three quarters, down a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.04 and three quarters, up a quarter. July 5.16 and a half, up a quarter. December 5.69 and a quarter, up two and a half. May corn opened at 370, up a half. The last trade there was up 1 3/4. July, 379.5, up 3/4. The last trade up 1.5. The September, 388, up a quarter. Last trade up 2 3/4. December, 399.5, up 3/4. Last trade up 1 3/4. May beans opened at 1020, up and 3/4, up 2 1/4. Last trade up 3.5. July, 1013 3/4, up 2 1/4. Last trade up 3 1/4. November, 901 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 3 3/4. May soybean meal opened at 319.20, unchanged. Last trade up 180. May soybean oil opened at 35.60, up 15. Last trade up 5. Let's bring Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, into the discussion. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like the overnight suggests that yesterday we fell too hard and too fast, and we want to take a little pause in here.
Well, that's what we're looking at. We might have a little opposite Tuesday or a little bounce today. Not really sure, but they're talking a little bit higher in the grains, and maybe even a little bounce in some of the outside markets that helped drag us down. But the weather forecast has put more rain into the forecast, so that might not help us.
Crop progress for corn, 5% planted as of Sunday, but it's really way early, isn't it?
It is way early. If you look at last year, we were not quite as far along as we are this year, but we are both of them behind the average. And we maybe aren't quite as wet, but we're still continuing to get rains and are wet out there, so we can't get much accomplished in the eastern Corn Belt. They do think they'll get some accomplished in the western Corn Belt later this week.
Although, would you think that until we're quite a bit further along with the planting, the market shouldn't break very hard from its current level?
Well, it broke yesterday with everybody knowing not much was planted or thinking that not much was. So I don't know. I think the outside markets, if they're down hard like they were yesterday, can still drag us downward. Crude oil down $4, the Dow down over 200, and the dollar up 70. Today we have the dollar down. The crude oil is also down, and the Dow is also down. So those things possibly are fighting each other, could make us bounce some, but it's not going to be a very big bounce right now, according to industry.
Turn your attention to the soybeans.
Soybeans, we're looking at anywhere from 1 to 5 higher today, old crop versus new crop. We still have need for the old crop, and new crop is still unknown where we'll be on it.
We're hearing whispers that Argentina's crop might now be 35 million.
Yeah, there's people coming out with those kind of numbers, which would be tighten our supply of old crop beans.
And is China still in the marketplace?
China is still in the marketplace. It's not known how long, but they are still in the marketplace buying.
Are they done with the reserve buying yet, do you think?
I don't think they are. I think they extended that for another month or two, and I think they will be continuing to buy.
Turn your attention to wheat, please.
Wheat, we're looking at anywhere from 2 to 6 higher. Again, the weather here in our wheat country, especially Texas, Oklahoma, not good, and the poor to very poor, very high numbers there. In the northern areas, the moisture's probably helped the wheat country.
All right, Pete, let's go ahead and get your calls for the day then.
We have corn up 1 to 3, soybeans up 1 to 5, and wheat up 2 to 6.
Thank you very much, Pete. You have a grand day now.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. We're counting it down. We're trying to get to 100 phone calls in support of our agricultural programming for the drive, as well as 100 phone calls today in support of AM programming. And Les Schulte, we're making terrific progress on both fronts.
We are, and I personally want to thank Pete Manhart for participating in the challenge. Bates Commodities, along with AgriGold Hybrids and the Andersons and Risk Management Commodities and Cadent EFG, have put this $1,250 on the line. We're less than 15 calls away now, Dave, from meeting this Ag Challenge. So make sure you mention Ag when you make that call at 217-244-9455. We are less than 27 calls away from meeting the $5,000 overall challenge this morning. So keep those calls coming in, and or go to the website at willpledge.org. We can meet these challenges. When we do, it covers hours and hours and hours worth of programming that we can deliver to you here on AM 580.
217-244-9455 is the number to call. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Or you can go to the web and pledge online at our secure website at willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. And if you're an ag person, be sure to mention somewhere in your subscriber sheet that you're trying to meet that ag challenge from our great group of business partners, Bates Commodities, Cadent EFG, the Andersons, Risk Management Commodities, and AgriGold Hybrids. Very important that we meet both of these challenges today in order to make great progress toward our overall goal and provide the kind of radio that people want to hear.
Really, Dave, because people have come to expect a certain amount of service from these stations, and that's what we're trying to provide for you. So your participation at whatever level, we're just asking you to do your best right now and make a call or go online. We want to thank the folks at Flag Farmstead who have just done that. Also, James Young from Newman.
Thank you very much, James.
Join them right now and make that call at 217-244-9455. Or if you're working on your computer right now, go to willpledge.org. We had a web pledge from Findlay, Ohio the other day. And so people all over the United States use this service. Support it right now.
76 calls in, 24 to go for the $5,000. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3 Urbana.